Blog Talk Radio.
The Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Welcome to another episode of Seasons of Purpose Radio Blogcast. We are your hosts, and we are so thankful to be here. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all praise, we give him all glory, and we give him all honor as we welcome his presence. Because we can do nothing, absolutely nothing, without the presence of our Most High God. And we give him all the glory. We thank God also for you, for those that have tuned in to this time of study, to this time of uplifting the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to this time where brothers and sisters that come to and the Lord come together in the study of his word. And for this time where those that may not know the Lord tune in to be able to join in and hopefully and prayerfully give their life to the Lord, and that there may be something that is said that will encourage them and draw them to the throne of God's grace and salvation in Jesus Christ. That is our purpose. So we give God all praise and all honor. We give him all glory. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the dynamic leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. We just give God all praises. And again, we thank God for you. Tonight, we're going to go ahead and get started, but before we do, we want to play a song as a word, as a ministry of encouragement and a word of encouragement to you to let you know that no matter what the situation or circumstance, no matter what things may look like, as long as our God is on the throne, and I assure you that he will be forever and ever and evermore to come, because the word of God tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never fail, and he will always be on the throne. So no matter what the circumstance may look like, there will be glory after this. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
we have to remind ourselves and encourage ourselves sometime in the Lord. And every time I hear that song, it encourages my spirit just to let me know that no matter what, there will be glory after this. And not only that, even in the midst with our God, there is glory even in this. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and Pastor Jasper Whitehurst is going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, after this, there will be glory.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Be all the glory, my
yes,
goodness, my goodness.
Yes,
oh, man, that song can make you dance, shout, sing, or praise God.
Yes,
amen, amen. To God be the glory, Lord. Let all the people say amen, amen,
amen.
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 Lord, to come, my God, Lord, let us pray. Lord, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify your holy name, Father. Yes, shall be glory after this, Father. It shall be glory in our heart and our mind, our spirit, Father. After this sickness, Lord, it shall be healing power, the holy healing anointed upon us, Lord, upon your people, Father. Oh, we praise your holy name, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, glory, and honor for such a time as this. Because we know God is in full control, Father. Nothing take you by surprise, Father. Nothing take God by surprise. He got all of this. Amen. And then some. Oh, Lord, we praise your holy name, Father. Thank God for this day, Lord. Oh, we give you all the honor and glory, Lord. We pray for the word to go forth on tonight, Father. Touch people's heart. Regulate the heart, the mind, the spirit, Father. To give them strength, Father, to encourage them, Lord, to edify their heart, their soul, Lord, to strengthen them for the journey at hand, Father, Lord, that they can press on to the mark of a high calling in Jesus Christ, Father. We pray for that in our hearts and our minds, that you do a mighty work in us and through us, Lord, and let your will be done throughout this day, this time, this hour. To God be all the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, the Lord has laid on my heart to speak with you from a topic entitled, Let Justice Run. Let Justice Run. And for a scripture text, I will be speaking from the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 24. The book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 24. Amos follows the book of Joel, and it precedes the book of Obadiah. It follows the book of Joel and precedes the book of Obadiah. Amos, chapter 5, verse 24. And the King James Version reads, But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. And also, the New International Version reads, But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Hallelujah.
My God.
Justice.
Yes.
Run.
My God.
Join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be able to speak your word, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for those that have joined in with us tonight, Lord God. Open their hearts, their minds, Lord God. Open our spirits, Lord God, to be able to receive what the Holy Spirit is sharing. Lord, allow, Lord God, for me to speak your word with clarity, with understanding, and with the anointing, Father, that only you can give, Lord. Not of me, Father God, but all of you. And we will be certain to give you, Father, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let justice run. On February the 23rd, many of us are aware that Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed 25-year-old African-American man, was fatally shot in Brunswick, Georgia.
on March the 13th, a 26-year-old woman, Breonna Taylor, also lost her life in Louisville, Kentucky, in what seemed to be a botched police raid as officers from the Louisville Police Department attempted to execute a search warrant at the home of a suspected drug dealer. And on March the 25th, George Floyd, an African-American man, was killed in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Lives, again, that were taken, these three cases, but are just a few of the many, and which includes the roster of Michael Brown and Terrence Crutcher and Eric Gardner and Oscar Grant and Freddie Gray and Botham Jean and Atiana Jefferson, Betty Jones, and yes, Trayvon Martin, all whose lives were snuffed out by those officers that were sworn to serve and protect. Justice must prevail. I declare and decree tonight in the name of Jesus that justice will prevail. What is justice? And why has it been so hard for it to prevail? Justice is defined as just behavior or treatment. It's the quality of being fair and reasonable, equitable, even-handedness,
yes,
and impartiality for all.
My God.
But as we know, justice has not prevailed at all times for all. Justice has not always prevailed for black lives. Justice has not always prevailed for those that have been socially disenfranchised.
My God.
Justice has not always prevailed
for
those that have fallen into the grip of poverty. Justice has not always prevailed for those that have disability. Justice has not always prevailed. 3 points that I'd like to resonate in your spirit tonight is that, one, if justice is to run, we must first let justice roll. I'm going to say that again. If justice is to run, we must first allow justice to roll. Amos 5:24 reminded us that the word of God shares that justice is to roll like a mighty river and righteousness like a never-ending stream. Take note that the metaphor for justice was that of a mighty river, not a pond, because that mighty river is forever moving, rolling for all to benefit from, while a pond is water that is stilled and stagnated. Water that only benefits those in its nearby vicinity. However, the mighty river flows with a fierceness that removes everything in its path that is not secure. The mighty river flows and it removes everything in its path that has decayed. It removes everything in its path and not steadfast nor sure.
All right now.
Well, just as the river of just must roll to remove everything in its path that has been left unsecured by injustice, just as the river of justice must roll to remove every mindset that is decayed by hatred and bigotry, just as the river of injustice, just as the river of justice must roll to remove everything that does not provide a sense of safety and security for all. Turn to Amos chapter 5, verse 7. Amos chapter 5, verse 7. And it states that there are those who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. There are those that turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. The King James Version says, ye who turn judgment into wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth. Amos 5 and 10 states, King James Version, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. We're talking about justice tonight. The NIV version of Amos 5:10 states that there are those who hate the one who upholds justice in court and detest the one who tells the truth. So in order for the river of justice to run, we must also ensure that justice rolls, that it rolls on like a river where righteousness never is like a never-failing stream. If justice is to run, we must first allow justice to roll. Point number two, if justice is to run, we must first let justice remind. If justice is to run, we must first let justice remind. Oh, this reflection must start with the church. This reminder must start with the church. We, as the body of Christ, we must be reminded of who we are and the purpose of the church. God has called us to follow after Christ and be that light that illuminates in the midst of this world's darkness. John, verse 8 and 12. Turn there with me. We're going to delve into the study of the word. I just want to take time to teach a little bit tonight. John, verse 8. I'm sorry, John chapter 8, verse 12. We're talking about tonight letting justice run. So if justice is to run, we must first let justice remind. John chapter 8, verse 12 in the King James Version says, then Jesus spoke again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12 in the English Standard Version says, and again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are that light.
Mm-hmm.
It is essential that we allow our light to be able to shine.
Amen.
And by shining,
mm-hmm.
we will illuminate, we will extinguish the darkness and the plots and strategies of the enemy.
Yes.
Matthew 5:14 tells us that you
mm-hmm.
are the light of the world.
Amen.
Remember John, in John 8, Jesus is saying he is the light of the world. Well, recall and remember that we are
mm-hmm.
joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And as joint heirs with Jesus Christ, Matthew 5:14 confirms that you, we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill
mm-hmm.
that cannot and should not and will not be hidden. Ephesians 5:8 shares that. For at one time, this is before our salvation, before our rebirth in Christ, you were in darkness. For at one time, you were in darkness, but now
mm-hmm.
you are the light in the Lord.
Amen.
So because you are light in the Lord, walk as children of light.
Mm-hmm.
We must exercise our God-given right and our God-given ability and walk children of light. In his 1963 letter from a Birmingham jail, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. sent out a clarion call for the church that is just as relevant now as it was then. He said this, "But the judgment of God is upon the church as never before."
Mm-hmm.
Dr. King goes on to say that the church must be reminded that it is not the master or the servant of the state, but rather the conscience
mm-hmm.
of the state. It must be the guide and the critic of the state, and never its tool. We are to be the conscience of the state, its consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and we're never to be its tool. A tool is something that is being used. If the church, and Dr. King continues, if the church does not recapture its prophetic zeal, it will become an irrelevant social club without moral or spiritual authority.
My God.
If the church today does not recapture the sacrificial spirit of the early church, it will lose its authentic ring,
mm-hmm.
forfeit the loyalty of millions,
mm-hmm.
and be dismissed as an irrelevant social club
mm-hmm.
with no meaning for the 20th century.
My God.
That was spoken in 1963 by Dr. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
We can insert and this sentence that if the church today does not recapture the sacrificial spirit of the early church,
mm-hmm.
it will lose its authentic reign,
mm-hmm.
forfeit the loyalty of millions,
mm-hmm.
and be dismissed as an irrelevant social club with no meaning for the 21st century.
My God.
The power Lastly, if justice is to run like a mighty rushing river, we must first let justice reign.
Mm-hmm.
If justice is to run like a mighty rushing river, we must first allow justice to reign. If justice is to reign, this nation must truly turn its heart back to God. We must again become one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice, not for some,
mm-hmm.
but for all.
Amen.
We must seek the righteousness of God, abide by his principles, caring for those in need, and speaking for those without a voice, resounding the cry of those whose mouths have been shut by the clamp of injustice. We must educate ourselves and become knowledgeable on the unjust legislation and laws. Hosea 4 and 6 states that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
My God.
Dr. King further stated that a shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will.
Mm.
I'm going to repeat that. Dr. King stated that a shallow understanding,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you've got to educate yourself, you've got to know what's going on around you, you've got to know and have a complete understanding, not a shallow understanding.
Mm-hmm.
He says that a shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will, and that lukewarm acceptance
mm-hmm.
is much more bewildering than outright rejection.
My God.
We must exercise our right to vote, putting those candidates into office that have a track record for supporting legislation that is fair and beneficial to all, such as having a hate crime law in effect for all states,
amen.
Not just some.
Yes.
There are two states in the union that currently do not have a hate crime law. One of those states is the state of Georgia.
Mm.
The other one is the state of Arkansas.
My God.
We've got to get out and exercise, my brothers and sisters, our right to vote
mm-hmm.
again, and put those candidates, hold them accountable. Those, put the ones in office that have a track record of supporting legislation and laws that is fair and beneficial to all.
Amen.
Psalms 37. And 20, verses 27 through 29, and I'm getting ready to close, reflects the heart of God concerning justice. God is surely concerned that justice rolls. Oh, yes, he is. God is surely concerned
mm-hmm.
that justice abounds. Psalms 37, verses 27 through 29 tell us, turn from evil and do good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will dwell in the land forever.
Yeah.
For the Lord loves the just. In other words, God loves justice.
Amen.
For the Lord loves the just
mm-hmm.
and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous, however, will inherit the land and dwell in it forever.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord, our God, loves justice. Dr. David Jeremiah once said that in any culture, the Christian task is to follow the example of Jesus Christ, who wholly gave himself as a sacrifice. And we, too, are to offer ourselves as living sacrifices, taking an active role in advocating for the poor, the needy, and those that often taste the bitter waters of injustice. We must do our part to release the dam that holds back the mighty river of justice so it indeed will flow like that rushing river flowing, like that rushing river that will roll like the river righteousness like a never failing stream. Let me say that again.
Amen.
We got kind of tongue tied there. Let me say that with clarity. But let justice, oh yes, roll like a river, and righteousness like that never failing stream. It's important that we do our part to release that dam so that the mighty river of justice will flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray that you have received a blessing from this message. Oh, justice is to run. But if justice is going to run, if it is going to flow, if it is going to be enacted, everyone, young and old, we have a role to play. We have a part, and we have a thing to do. It's not simply good enough to sit back and watch, but we too must take part and we must act.
Amen.
Allow justice to run down like that mighty river so that righteousness will also flow like the mighty stream.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God for that powerful word from Pastor Constance White here. Amen. About justice. Amen. We all need justice. God is a God of justice. God is a God of order. Amen. We thank God for his holy word. Amen. Thank God for let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-ending failing stream. Praise God. Streams will go together in a river. You know, there's a lot of streams sometimes in the river. They flow at a good, strong current. They flow pretty strong. It's not like a pond. A pond kind of sits still. Ain't got much movement in a pond, but a river flows to, you can go a different direction. Amen. It can flow all over the place like a mighty stream, mighty river. Praise God. We thank God for the one more God for that mighty powerful word. We need God, just and God, rivers to flow in our life, in our family, in our children, in our businesses, in our land, this day and time. Amen. In our schools, all over. We need justice. In our hearts and minds, men and women, praise God, faithful men and women that are doing the work of the ministry, the work of God.
Amen.
So it's needed this day and time. People need to take a stand for the justice, for the things of God, for the word of God. Amen. For our family, for our children, for our grandchildren.
Amen.
We need that God righteousness in our lives. We need that true justice of God in all that we do, praise God. So God loves that. He loves righteousness, and God loves, he's a God of justice as well, and a God of judgment, praise God. But that is true to the word of God, for us to stand tall, believe that, and ask God for our help and prayer, and all we do to get God to grow and praise his holy name, to speak out, we need to speak out about injustice in the land, in our members, in our loved ones, in our family, and then kind of stand tall for one another, amen. that God helped me to stand, be at peace toward the things of God here on this earth.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let justice run.
Amen.
Yes. We must allow justice to roll. We must allow it to remind us, and we must allow it to reign. Praise God. Let justice run. We're going to go ahead now and open up the lines for you to be able to share. I know that there has been a lot that has been going on over these last several weeks, surely, with the social unrest, and there's been much that's been going on for months, even with the corona pandemic. So if you have anything on your mind or your heart that you'd like to talk about, that you'd like to share, testimonies that you'd like to share, prayer requests that you'd like to share, praise reports that you'd like to share, we're going to ask that you go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad this evening, and you will be dispatched within the studio.
Amen.
We'd like to hear from our audience. If you have something that you'd like to share about tonight's topic, we'd like to hear from you. Praise God. Is there one?
To God be all the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We need true justice in the land today. We need that justice. God may help us do what's right.
Amen.
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 Righteous justice.
Amen. We have to know that it is important as men and women, children of the Most High God, that yes, we make decisions to choose the way that is right. And in this day and time, that right may be murky by opinion, but the right that I'm referring to is the righteousness of God.
Amen.
That right which is outlined in the principles and in the word of God. That's how you make your decision as to what is right versus what is wrong. That's how you make your decision to stand up for that which is righteous and that which is godly. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God.
You'll stand up for the things of God. Take a stand. Amen. Give a testimony.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
You thank God for that.
I thank God for things being as well as they are. Many may look at certain situations, and certainly the news media will try and convince you that all is wrong. But no matter what the media may say, if you attach yourself to the word of God, it is our strength. It is our guide. It is what sustains us. If you, as the scripture teaches, to look to the hills from which cometh your help and know that your help comes from the Lord, then you will be sustained, praise God, and you will be able to endure to the end.
Amen.
We just give God honor and we give him glory tonight. We thank God for those that have tuned in. We are praying for each one of you, and we're going to go ahead and just take some time, since we have more time this evening, to lift up you in prayer in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I want to ask if everyone will just bow their heads and join Lord God in prayer with us. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you praise, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you, Lord God, reverence and thanksgiving for all that you have done, and that even in the midst of what may look like dire circumstances, Lord, you are still in full control. Your word, Lord God, is still going forth and not returning void, but accomplishing that which has been sent and purposed to accomplish, Lord God.
Yes.
Your word, God, still is a source of our strength, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for the power, Lord, of your Holy Ghost. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit
that
dwells on the inside of those that know you as Lord and Savior of their lives.
Yes.
Because it's with that power of the Holy Spirit that we're able to walk this Christian journey, that we're able to be effective in our walk, that we're able to stand even in the midst of difficult and unfavorable circumstances.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, we just give you praise. We lift up everyone that's tuned in tonight.
Yes.
We lift up every family that is represented tonight. We pray, Lord God, for your anointing power to be upon them. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to cover them, that you continue to keep them, that
yes.
you continue to sustain them,
yes.
that you
yes.
continue to provide for them,
yes.
that you continue to bring health, Lord God,
yes.
that you continue, Lord God, to bring wholeness and healing, Lord God. Thank you, Father God,
thank you, Lord.
For all, Lord God, of your many blessings, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for mercies that are renewed and refreshed
yes.
every morning.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, Lord God, for your grace, that unmerited favor, Lord
yes,
God,
yes.
that belongs to us as children of the Most High
thank
God.
You,
we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, Lord God, that is represented. We pray, Lord God, that if there is any that don't know you as Lord and Savior of their life, that today, right here, right now, today will be their day of salvation, that they will not put it off any longer, but that, Lord God, your Holy Spirit will draw them nigh unto yourself. For Romans 10:9-10 declares that all they have to do is confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus
yes.
and believe in their heart that God has raised him from the dead
yes.
and they shall be saved.
Amen.
So, Lord, right now, if there is one, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I ask you to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior, to forgive me for my sins. For I believe that you are the Son of the Most High God. I believe that God raised you from the dead. And because of that, I have salvation in you. And I make you Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you have but prayed that simple prayer, my dear brother or sister, we welcome you. We welcome you into the body of Christ, and we welcome you into the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes.
We thank you, and we give God all praise and all honor and all glory. Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name.
We ask that each of you go forth for the rest of this week, that you continue to keep this nation and this world lifted up in prayer.
Yes, yes.
For the word declares that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will, not I might, God says that I will heal the land.
Amen.
Hallelujah and praise God. Go forth and be blessed, and to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful evening. In Jesus' name, amen, and God bless.
Up inside. our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.